Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's March 18th, 2014. Buckle up your seatbelts. We have a packed program for you today. You're going to hear from a couple different friends of mine, along with the fact that I'm laying out your next two Saturday nights, what you should be doing. Two things are going on this Saturday, so I hope you'll choose to do one or the other. After last night's great rehearsal with the singing men of GNN, we're all prepared to present at the Savoy United Methodist Church, located at 3002 West Old Church Road, and that's southwest of the University of Illinois Airport, Willard Airport. The church number is 352-3993. The singing men of GNN, dressed in their tuxedos, will be putting on a great presentation beginning at 6 p.m. It's a free concert, but there'll be a love offering for Habitat for Humanity. So come on out to the Savoy United Methodist Church in Savoy, Illinois, for a free concert with the singing men of GNN beginning at 6 p.m. But wait, there's more. There's another option, and you're going to hear all about it on today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Tuesday edition, as our good friend Steve Stymiec is helping to put on this concert again featuring Jason Crabb. And it's also happening this Saturday night in Danville at the Danville High School, the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. Doors open at 5. The concert begins at 6. And you can purchase tickets at itickets.com at Five Loaves, Two Fish Book Cottage in Danville, or by calling Steve at 217-304-2199, 217-304-2199, and you'll hear all about it in just a minute, so let me set the stage. Our good friend Randy Daniels, he's an announcer at WITY Danville, a friendly radio station with some great staff, and their station manager, Dave Brown, good believer. And they recently had Steve in the studio. Steve was on a trip to Israel with me some years ago, has had a heart for Haiti, and put on this concert last year where we co-sponsored it. And so you're going to hear Randy Daniels talking with Steve about what's going on with Jason Crabb coming to town. Then you're going to hear another interview that Randy just had yesterday with Jason Crabb. And so you'll hear back-to-back interviews, but I'll play a portion of a song by Jason Crabb so you can get familiar with his music artistry. And hopefully, if you don't come and see the Singing Men this Saturday, you'll certainly head to Danville and enjoy Jason Crabb and help them raise some funds for Homes for Haiti. Here's Randy Daniels and Steve Stymiec.
Hello, I'm Randy Daniels. Happy to have in studio with us Steve Stymiec with Danville's Community Church of God to talk about another Homes for Haiti concert. Steve, welcome back to the studios.
Thank you for having me back, Randy.
It's not possible, is it, that it's been a year since we were talking about having Jason Crabb in Danville for a Homes for Haiti concert?
It goes by quick. It really does.
But it's time to do it again, and March 22nd of 2014 is the date when Jason Crabb will once again be in Danville, and you'll be doing some good work for some people in need.
Yes, sir. 100% of the proceeds all go to building the Homes for Haiti. So last year we were able to send $8,000 down to build a home. Actually, that builds a home and I'll call it a latrine.
Okay.
Where they're built, there's no power, there's no water. So it's really a pretty rough area. So anyway, that was what was done last year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about last year's show and how well that went. Jason Crabb came to town, and I know put on a wonderful concert. A very personable person who takes great pride in being able to affiliate himself with causes such as Homes for Haiti.
Yeah, Jason's a great guy. If you were there last year, you'll know he's really personable. He likes the people. He walks down into the audience and sings at the intermission time. His intermission is as long as it takes for him to meet everybody who wants to talk to him, which sometimes creates a problem for what you do in the intermission part, but just a great guy.
Well, that's what you have to do these days, let people know that you're a good person when you are a good person, put on a wonderful show, and the people come there not only to hear you but to meet you, so that's good. And this year's show is going to be at 6 o'clock on March 22nd, which is a Saturday evening, and that will be at Danville High School's Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. Very good place to have a concert.
Oh, it's a nice building. It really is.
Well, let's talk about the Homes for Haiti. You mentioned a moment ago that last year's show raised enough money to build in Haiti. And this, of course, is the second annual concerts. And all of the proceeds, as you mentioned, go toward this mission work, which is a hand-to-plow mission, it is called.
Yes, sir. They're actually located in Florida. and then everything goes from Florida down to there. We were down there. We go down every year. So we were down there in January to see the home that was built, and we painted that home and met the family that lives in that home. There again, so every ticket that's bought, if you buy a ticket, basically what you're buying is block, cement, mortar, tin. You're buying the stuff that goes to the home. So if you buy a ticket, you have a personal piece of that home that's built down there.
If you went in January, you picked a great time to get out of this neck of the woods.
Yeah, they're going again in June, and it's a little too hot for me down there in June, so I'll pass.
Interesting story how you came to be involved with this project.
Dick Hurd at Community Church of God, they got connected down there, I think in 72, somewhere back in that area. And then Dick's the one that lit the fire in me, which had been back in 2001. Went down there, had all the ideas what I was going to do in Haiti, and there was a greater need than I ever dreamed of down in Haiti. And then since the earthquake, which I think was in 2009 or 10, a lot of progress has happened as far as road building. There's a company from the Dominican building roads in Haiti, which are a lot nicer than they used to be. The airport itself is almost like it is here in the States now, which is a blessing because it was a tough way to get through the airport and back. So that's all nice. And there's power being ran, but you're never going to fix everything in Haiti. There's lack of education until you can fix education. I think they said when we were down there, 65% of the kids are in school. So without education, you know, there's always going to be that poverty level.
Sure.
This is where this is at. These homes are being built in a place that they call City Blue. And City Blue is blue tarps, and that's what the homes are built up, which Samaritan's Purse built back when the earthquake first happened. Well, now it's 4 years later. They weren't meant to be permanent, and they're falling apart. You know what a tarp is. Tarps are falling apart, and they're on top of each other, and that's where these homes are being built, directly across from there. I think there's 20 acres there or something. Right now there's 18 homes being built right there now. So those are occupied, so we're just trying to keep pushing that on.
With what you just mentioned about the poverty level and the low number of people that are actually in schools getting education, then with what you're trying to do, do you ever get the feeling that sometimes you're just fighting a losing battle or not?
Good question. Yeah, I do, but I can only do my part, and so I have to be faithful with that and let God do the rest.
Well, you know, God does some wonderful things to people.
Yes, he does.
And you pointed out something very important. All you can do is your part. Yeah. And the part that you and so many other people are playing is so important, because imagine where the people in Haiti would be if you weren't doing what you were doing.
Yeah, I think people don't understand here in the States, you know, here if you're poor, there's some type of assistance. In Haiti, if you're poor, there's no assistance. There's no government that's helping you out. It's just the people themselves. And I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 church groups working in Haiti. So if you took those out of there, what would happen? You
know? There may be no official government assistance, but thank God there is assistance from people such as yourself.
Amen.
How many people make the trip down there?
The last trip there was 9. It was a smaller group, which was nice. We have had groups as big as 23, and then I think 9 is the smallest we've ever taken down there. So.
This may be a silly question, but I think it has to be asked. How are you received when you go to Haiti?
They are very receptive of us. When you get back in, I always wondered that, too. You know, we've taken pictures of the white Jesus down there, and I always wondered how they received that. But they love Americans. They love all people. They are really a loving people. I would say the orphanage, for instance. When we go down there, and on the last trip, it was a small trip, so we did a few things outside. We painted the home and did a few other things. But most of our time we spent with the orphanage. Down there, and you know, they just want to hold your hand, sit on your lap, sleep on your lap. They're really a nice people.
Mm. Let's talk a little bit about how people can get involved, other than attending the Jason Crabb concert. If someone really wants to take part in this Homes for Haiti, what can we do?
Hey, sponsorship's always a good thing.
Sure.
Yeah, they can go to the website, which is the church website, which is dccog.com. You get on there. There's a lot of information about that. The trips are open to anyone who wants to go, so they're going to start going from now on, I believe, in January, and then a summer trip. So I'll get those on the website all the time, so if people want to keep checking on that, you know, we'll take anybody down there.
And, of course, attend the concert itself. And let's remind everybody the details of that. It's coming up here on March 22nd, which is really getting close now.
Yes, attending the concert would be great. Once again, because if you buy the ticket, it goes directly to Haiti. It's going to build a home down there for someone who's still living in a tarp home. So the tickets are on itickets.com if you want to go to there. They're at Five Loaves, Two Fish, Book Cottage. Just want to call me, Steve Stymack, at 217-304-2199. I've got tickets. I'll be glad to give them to you.
Ticket prices are?
$15 general admission, $17 at the door. If you're a student or 10 or more people, they're $10 apiece.
And to have Jason Crabb so easily accessible to you to come and so willingly do this, it's got to make your job a little bit easier.
Yeah. He's a great guy, I say. You know, a lot of concerts have what they call the special seating up front, you know, which costs more money. There's no need for that because he's going to meet you if you want to meet him. So he's just a great guy.
Well, Steve Stymack, I wish you well with this event, and may this continue to be a blessing to you and the people of Haiti, and let's keep this going year after year for as long as need be.
All righty. Thank you, Randy.
That is Steve Stymack here with the Community Church of God in Danville to remind us about the Homes for Haiti concert. And again, just to repeat what Steve just told us, the concert date and time is Saturday, March 22nd at 6 p.m. The doors will open an hour early at 5 p.m., and the show will be in the Danville High School Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. And you can get tickets in advance by either going online at www.itickets.com. Now, that's the letter itickets.com. Or stop by Five Loaves and Two Fish Book Cottage, located at 717 North Gilbert in Danville. Or, Steve said, you can call him if you want. Your number one more time again, Steve?
217-304-2199.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate Randy and Steve. In that interview as recently recorded a few days ago. So here's a portion of a song by Jason Crabb titled Sometimes I Cry, and then you'll hear Randy Daniels interviewing Jason Crabb.
I look the part, blending with the rest of the church crowd. I know the routine, like a list of the Bible studies in town. Watch Christian TV, I know all the preachers, their cliches. Been born again, without a doubt I know I'm saved. But sometimes I hurt, and sometimes I cry. Sometimes I can't get it right, no matter how hard I seem to try. Sometimes I fall down, stumble over my own disguise. I try to look strong as the whole world looks on, but sometimes alone I cry. I try to speak faith, never give the devil one inch to get in. I do worship and praise, let everybody know just where that I stand. On the back of my ride is a fish and a cross for the world to see. I know God is good.
Hello, I'm Randy Daniels. Very pleased to be speaking with Jason Crabb, an award-winning entertainer who is going to be performing in Danville on Saturday evening, March 22nd, at Danville High School's Dick Van Dyke Auditorium, a 6 p.m. concert, all for Homes for Haiti. Jason, welcome. What a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Randy, it's so good to be with you today. It's so good to be with you, and we're excited about coming to Danville again.
Yeah, again, this is your second time around, second annual Homes for Haiti concert. It went so well last year that everybody said, well, let's just do that again.
We had a wonderful, wonderful time. It was a very heart-touching night. And you know what? When people come together to do something for somebody else, it seems like the good Lord just puts a special blessing on something, you know? And I think He did that night.
And last year, we raised enough money to build a shower house in Haiti. And I'll tell you what, that island nation has so much need that to know that just what we can do here in Danville can help so many people does make you feel good.
You know, that's the thing, is when people pull together, they can make things happen. And you might say, well, I can't do it. But when you get enough people pulling together, hey, I'll promise you this, more people grab a hold of the rope, you can move a whole lot more weight.
You sure can. The show is going to be March 22nd at Danville High School. I want to remind everybody that ticket price is $15 general admission. If you want to buy at the door day of event, it's $17. If you bring a group of 10 or more, or if you have a student ID, you can get in for $10 a ticket. You can also get tickets at www.itickets.com or stop by Five Loaves and Two Fish Book Cottage at 717 North Gilbert in Danville. We want to see you at the concert on March 22nd. Jason, let's talk a little bit about your career. You are fortunate enough to be so talented. You've won some GMA awards, including 2013 Inspirational Album of the Year. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, we're just very thankful to get to sing about the good Lord and to sing about, His grace and mercy and His love that He gives to us. Win an award like that, I mean, I don't know.
Well, the year before that, you were fortunate enough to be named Artist of the Year. I mean, my goodness, how many blessings can a person get?
I don't know. I'm very thankful for it. I can promise you that.
Well, you should be. Let's talk a little bit about where Jason Crabb is now and what the future holds for you. I know you're working on a new project.
Yeah, we're gearing up to start working on a new record. And so I'm in the studio right now, downtown Nashville, at a studio here. And me and Don Portress and Sue Smith have just written a song, and we're just very excited about it. They're in the other room as we speak right now, finishing up a couple of little things. And so, man, I'm gonna tell you, this songwriting and making records and things is just so exciting. We've got a lot going on. We finished some kids' book series. We're finishing up what we've started this year, and also done a couple of movies and going to do a couple more. And just things are happening, and we give all the credit and all the glory to the Lord. He is worthy, and anything that we can ever do for Him or about, the scripture said, about our Father's business, helping others, loving others, man, it's just an honor. It really is.
Well, obviously, the good Lord has found a worthy servant, a talented individual, and you're putting those talents to work in so many ways. Books, could you ever have envisioned a few years ago being an author?
No, I really couldn't. I couldn't have pictured that because my English is really butchered. But the great thing about it out there today is that, there are people that will help you. If you're interested in writing a book, there's a thing called ghostwriters, and what happens is tell them the stories, and you write it, and you tell everything that you want. They can actually put it in the right English, the right terms. And so it's just wonderful to have people like that help us, But, we've had a lot of people that it's been blessed by that, and, so we're very grateful.
And movies? How many times have you been in front of the camera?
Well, we've been a part of two different movies. One is called Inspiration, and the other is called Uncommon. It was just a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoy it. We've got two more that we are getting ready to be a part of this year. And it keeps me yawning.
Well, that's a good thing, though. When a person's tired, that means they're working hard. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So don't worry about getting tired, my friend. But, the energy has to come from probably more than just cups of coffee. I imagine the good Lord's given you what you need to do His work.
He really has. And, one of the things that I've learned is He's always enough. He'll always give you enough. He'll give you the strength to do whatever you have need to do. And that's the Lord. I mean, that's the way He is. And, I think one of the things that He requires from us is to take the first step. But after the first step, get ready. Because, man, you talking about a journey. It's amazing.
And He's also surrounded you with some good people to help you out. You were referring to a couple of them just a moment ago in the other room, putting some finishing touches on some writing.
Don and Sue have written some amazing, amazing songs, and it's an honor for me to even get to sit in the same room with them. I love their talent, love their gifts that God has given them, And, you know, just blessed to be here today. I really am. Just so blessed.
How many nights a year do you hit the road and perform?
You know, we do about 130, 140 dates a year. We used to do 200 plus. But I've got girls that are very, very active. And so now I have to be at home a little more. Ball games and cheer camps and cheer practice. Right now, my oldest is in Disney, at Disney. She's in a cheer competition there in Disney. So Daddy stayed home. I have to leave out in the morning to go do a Winterfest, which is 20,000 teenagers and kids, you know, from all over the United States. And so I couldn't go with her, but they're having a big day today. They're having a blast. I'm writing. I'm having a blast. And tomorrow we're going to go sing to some kids.
Enjoy that. And take it from one dad whose girls have grown and moved on and have kids of their own. These days are going to end way too fast. Bringing home the paycheck's important. Doing what you got to do to make that happen is important. But, boy, don't miss any of those kids' events if you don't have to.
Yeah, I try to do my best. I've gotten to go to more things than ever before. Like I said, I've really slowed down and but this one, I just couldn't swing this one.
Well, be sure you don't miss coming to Danville March 22nd. Again, you're here with the Community Church of God bringing you to town for the second annual Homes for Haiti concert, the benefits, the Hand to Plow mission. Again, this is season 2, year number 2. Maybe this is just the start of a long, good friendship with you, Jason. It'll all be at the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium at Danville High School. 6 p.m. Yep. Showtime. The doors open at 5. Again, $15 general admission tickets, 17-day of event. Students or groups of 10 or more, $10 per ticket. Get those tickets online at itickets.com. That's the letter I, tickets.com. Or stop in at 5 Loaves and 2 Fish Book Cottage, 717 North Gilbert in Danville. I'm sure you've got a great show lined up for us that night, Jason. We look forward to seeing you here in our fair city.
Randy, thank you so much for having me on today, and I'm looking so forward to it. Maybe I can bring them girls with me, have them sing for you.
Hey,
well, they're talented.
Do that. That would be an awesome treat. We'd love to hear them.
All right. Take care of yourself, Randy. God bless you, and can't wait to see you.
All right, Jason. God's blessings on you, too. Safe journeys, please. Get back to work now, and we'll see you on the 22nd. That is Jason Crabb, yes, coming to town for the second annual Homes for Haiti concert on March 22nd at Danville High School's Dick Van Dyke Auditorium, 6 p.m. I'm Randy Daniels.
I was at the Jason Crabb concert last year, and it was wonderful. Appreciated all the hard work to pull it all together, the funds that were raised for Homes for Haiti. And so I hope you'll consider putting that on your schedule for Saturday night. Or, again, as mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, the Singing Men are also singing this Saturday night at the Savoy United Methodist Church, 3002 West Old Church Road in Savoy, just southwest of the Willard Airport. It's a free concert, but there will be a love offering for Habitat for Humanity. So those are your choices for this Saturday. And then the following Saturday on March 29th, get your tickets for our Community Appreciation Concert, Classics and Hymns Tour featuring Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Jan Mulder, and the Singing Men of GNN. We'll be gathering at the Virginia Theater in Champaign, March 29th. Doors open at 6 p.m. The mighty Wurlitzer organ will be played at about 6:15. The Singing Men will come on at about 6:30 or 6:40. And then the Singing Men will join Twyla Paris and Steve Green on stage for a number of selections. And then it'll be a full evening of worship and testimony. So get your tickets now at the Virginia Theater. General admission tickets are only $15 by calling 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063, or logging on to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.